necromancy. Necromancy is one of the most misunderstood of all magical operations. Some believe it involves speaking to the dead. Some say it involves having sexual intercourse with the deceased, while others compare it to the Shinto religion or Native American skywalking. From the satanic point of view, necromancy is linked to the past and to the future. Those who understand the practice can easily grasp the analogy of forward, backward, dimensional resolution, as far removed as xenophobia. Let's begin with a dictionary definition. Necromancy. 1. A method of divination through alleged communication with the dead, black art. 2. Magic in general, especially that practiced by a witch or sorcerer. Sorcery, witchcraft, conjuration. Black art is defined as witchcraft and magic. Necromancy is described as the blackest of all black arts, but it is only mentioned with magic and witchcraft, not Satanism, and this reinforces the happenstance of always lumping the evil into the witchcraft category without reservation. At this point, I usually ask why, but that discussion is for another day. In satanic circles, you are apt to find a wide range of definitions and beliefs concerning necromancy. Those who are casual Satanists will rarely know very much about the subject, and most coven will avoid the subject almost entirely if possible. There are some exceptions that I have discovered where the coven practices necromancy at every meeting and ritual. Those who are dedicated to the subtle communications involved will usually prove to be more knowledgeable in other satanic subjects as well. Necromancy's etymology comes from two Greek words, nekros, which means corpse, and mantia, which means prophecy. Despite these roots, we must remember a fact that the nature of dictionaries from which the most poignant are brought out. It is difficult and indeed often impossible for the modern occultists to look at a dictionary as their source of information about the nature or practice of magic. Necromancy means spirit divination, they shout. Delving into case examples, both modern and historical, gives us quite a different picture. A peculiar habit of those claiming knowledge in the ways of necromancy is how they define the art. It takes little more than a belief than a brief scan of random internet pages about the subject of necromancy to discover that, in the overwhelming majority of sites that exist on the subject, the definition is a simple, then immediately departs from the roots of the system to dash blindly into mediumism. The concept of necromancy is not new nor New Age inspired. I find that the new type religions are usually just warmed up versions of older religions with a new spin that molds it to the circumstances of the moment. New gimmicks are recycled from old cons almost daily. When speaking of necromancy, the questions raised are almost as overwhelming as the subject itself. In Satanism, one practices necromancy without really knowing it at times. When inviting a demon of ancient descent, you are practicing necromancy. The conjure of the Grand Master himself, Satan, is actually necromancy. If the being has lived in the past, conjuration is considered necromancy. Opinions differ as to the definition of the contacted being currently living in a different dimensional realm. Necromancy, by commonly accepted beliefs, involves the contacting of a deceased being or a person, so the subject in question must have expired from the world in which we live. Far too many people stammer some hocus-pocus conjuration and say they have contacted the other side and those residing there. Many people try to practice necromancy when paying a psychic for a reading. The psychic may be a competent in the art, or may have just hung their shingle as a con instead of working for a living. The person may be able to open the lines of communication with those who have long passed to the other world. That is at least the desire. When opening a door, know that something or someone may pass through without much attention, but this being can have a huge impact on your life. Ignorance is not bliss. Evil can, and often does, attach to a host of limited magical understanding or cognitive capacity. When attempting to rid oneself of an uninvited visitor, the host will soon learn a difficult lesson the hard way. Once the being has its claws deep in the host's mind, extrication becomes an almost unattainable goal. Evil is strong, and where demons are concerned, the host had better be in tip-top magical shape and fitness. The information gathered from the being can be very valuable. Knowledge of the past helps prevent repeating occurrences, and some psychics actually draw on the energy in order to tell the future. Once the communication has been established, the possibilities are without end. Psychics I have spoken to in the past will admit the magical operation has total control and can simply turn the operation off in the middle of the session without notice or reason. If the magical communication is quickly interrupted without warning, it is simply the being's prerogative. The other side is very powerful, awe-inspiring, and without question mysterious. Some things are not easily explained nor understood. Just because a person does not accept the truth does not mean that that truth will cease to exist. Necromancy is explained in this very way. When denial outweighs the truth, the repercussions can be disastrous. Opening the mind to possibilities is the most intelligent undertaking for anyone. Information from the other side can be confusing, diluted, and even more clear than gathered from other sources, and while speaking to the dead may cause repulsion for some people, the sometimes rich and inclusive tidbits collected by the practitioner can form a very accurate picture of things to come. With subtle direction, the paths to the future can be recorded into history as being known before the hands of the clock even move. A small change of course can often prevent a disaster, and for the people willing to accept the magical charge, proverbial breadcrumbs will be able to manipulate the future just as a conductor leads the orchestra to the final beautiful musical note. If you are interested in practicing necromancy during your satanic rituals, I encourage you, research, prepare, and record your results. Your grimoire, again, is your biggest reference document and should be all important. You should not perform magical operations without recording your results. To do so would simply be a waste. Until next time, this is Alistair Knox.